4 years ago, the government promised to introduce a new monthly payment for children living in direct provision, which would be in line with child benefit. Child benefit at €140 per month is paid to every family, regardless of income level, except for children living in direct provision. Instead, they're paid a lower allowance of €29.80 per week. The promise to bring all payments to children to the same level has been budgeted for the past 2 years, but never implemented. The Children's Rights Alliance has said that children living in direct provision should not be excluded from the same supports that other children receive. I've been to Limerick to meet with three young mothers living in direct provision. We've changed their names to protect their privacy, and they've been telling me how they manage taking care of children on a tight budget. At the People's Park in Limerick, children are enjoying their summer holidays. But with only a few weeks to go before they return to school, parents are preparing for the increased costs. School bags, sports gear and school trips. And not all families have the money to meet these expenses.
The main thing, personally, I feel like very uncomfortable. So the thing is that the schools, they arrange different trips. Okay, so the children, you know, they want to go with their friends. And in 1 month, maybe in 1.5 months, in my experience, my son, he's going in high school, so they ask €40. My daughter, she's going primary school, they ask €35. And the third one is €20. And the boy is going nursery, they ask €40. It's more than I get in 1 month for my whole family.
This is Amber. She's from Pakistan and has been living in Ireland since last year with her four children in accommodation provided by the International Protection Service.
Sometimes they need some specific dresses for their swimwear or sportswear or things for their sports. These things are very expensive and it makes us very uncomfortable. Yeah.
In Limerick City Centre, at Durras, an organisation which supports people from a migrant background, staff try to help people like Amber figure out a way of managing. 2 years ago, the government promised to give all children, including those seeking asylum, a payment equal to child benefit. But it still hasn't happened, as CEO of Durras, John Lannan, explains.
So children in direct provision get €29.80 a week, and are expected to survive on that. The adults themselves get €38.80 a week, and it's impossible to get by in Ireland on that amount of money now. The children in the direct provision or international protection system are the only ones in the country who do not get a child benefit payment. So while it was promised in the last two budgets, provision was made for it in the last two budgets, it still hasn't been brought into effect.
And that means that children living in IPASS provided accommodation will not have the same advantages as many of their friends.
We stay in a one bedroom, one room. I'm with my two girls and they are already teenagers and adults, 18 years.
This is Patience. She came to Ireland from Lesotho earlier this year. With her two teenage daughters, they share a room together in state-provided accommodation.
So sometimes it's difficult, I need to rest, and then they are busy, they are playing music, they are noisy, so there's no time to rest.
Living on a tight budget with teenage children who are dealing with their own problems of adjusting to life in Ireland and making friends and fitting in brings its own challenges.
Managing the two teenage girls, sometimes they get to be under pressure, especially when they are from school. They compare themselves with the local children, and then they'll be saying, we need this, we need that. So difficult.
She says she often can't afford the things that normal teenage girls want.
Especially for teenagers, they need the cosmetics. They want the expensive one for their skins. So you're not managing. Sometimes when you say no, they get angry, they get moody, so it's difficult sometimes.
Do they do your teenage girls, do they feel then isolated, or do they feel different from the other children if there are things that they can't have?
Yeah, sometimes when we don't manage to find what they want. Yeah, they feel like, oh, this is not our country, so we just have to keep going. And then it doesn't sound nice to my ears.
The state provides accommodation and food for these families, along with a small allowance. But living in shared accommodation is difficult. And add to that that they have very little money. And it's even more challenging, as John Lannan from Durris explains.
So these children are living in poverty, and that affects all aspects of their lives. We can look at it from a health and nutrition point of view. You know, they're not getting the same as other children do. In many cases, they're living in centres where the reception conditions are barely adequate. The whole social and economic development of children as they go through their formative years in a system that's controlling a lot of their lives and is restricting access to, as I said, the basics, is really damaging for children. And the state here in Ireland recognises and always has recognised the importance of the child benefit payment. Children allowance is always seen as an essential and was given, or the intent at least was to give it to every child in the country. But as I say, we have a cohort of children, the ones that are most disadvantaged, the ones that are most excluded, and they're being refused the payment which has been promised to them for several years.
The Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration said that implementing a child protection payment for children in the international protection process remains under consideration. It said it will be considered in the context of the new International Protection Act and the implementation of the EU Pact on Migration. But those are not due to come into effect until June of 2026. That's a long wait for women like Miski from Somalia and her 10-year-old son, who, she said, doesn't understand why there are some things he can't have.
And he doesn't understand the situation we are facing now. So this is more harder, is the challenge for me.
Do you think then that that makes your son feel more different from the other children if he can't have what they have?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, that's what he's feeling.
How do you feel then as a mother that when you see this, like you see your son and he's trying to fit in with his friends at school, but you have to say no to him?
I feel disappointing. But reality, I have to face it because in my pocket is empty. So I try to tell him, like, we can't afford it now, but one day you will be getting. One day maybe I find a job in Ireland, and then the situation will be changing. So just I tell him to hold on.
That was Miski from Somalia speaking to me in Limerick last week. Coming up, is it time for Ireland to put robust age checks on pornography websites?